The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. We get to have fun people in the studio all the time, and they are looking out for your best interests. If you're looking for a job, or maybe you're stuck in one of those dead-end jobs, Edgar and Vonnie are here to help out. We're going to be talking with Iowa Works right now. Welcome, guys. Good to have you back.
Thank you for having us.
So this is what, year three, I think, that you guys have been.
This is our third year here.
See, you guys are veterans.
We're going to make this every year an annual event.
Yes.
Well, we love it that you guys are here because you're doing good work. You're attempting to, put job seekers or people who are in a dead-end career into a new gig, and that's kind of fun. Vonnie, what do you got going on? When is this, and where is it, and who can come?
Well, Iowa Works, we're having our 2018 annual career fair on Wednesday, April 4th.
Coming up.
Yes, coming up at the DMAC FFA Enrichment Center.
Isn't that
in Ankeny.
Yeah, that's a beautiful,
beautiful
location.
Building. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful.
And you've gotten all kinds of help from DMAC on this too, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. We've had a lot of help from DMAC. In fact, we are hosting their Discovery Network where they're working with Voc Rehab, and they're going to be coming in bringing about 200 kids in before the career fair actually starts.
So what's that about?
Well, that's an opportunity for kids to see some of the employers that are going to be there and maybe have an idea. Maybe they might want to work there in the summer.
Sure.
Or maybe it's someone that they'll work for, an employer they'll work for in the future.
You know, that's one
building
of those,
that relationship.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we've seen more and more companies do, Edgar, is attempt to make relationships with kids even in high school that they can follow along with the program. Also, included in this career fair, Edgar, is a special reach out to veterans, right?
Exactly. That's the first part of the career fair from 1 to 1:30. We're going to open the door for all the veterans. We have pretty much all the 81 companies that we have, they're going to participate in this career fair. We have more than 75% that are home-based Iowa, so they want to hire veterans.
Yeah.
So if you're a veteran and looking for a job, we want you there from 1 o'clock to 1:30 because that's their opportunity to talk to those hiring managers, to talk to those HR people, to find a great job.
And, you know, one of the things with the low unemployment rate that we have, especially here in central Iowa, there's a lot of folks that may be in a job right now that they are not happy in and they want to have another opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suspect that the employers that are going to be at the career fair are anxious to talk with them as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. They are interested in talking to individuals to for them to have an opportunity to upscale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Upscale their working relationships. So I think this is a great opportunity. If you need a job, if you're looking for something better, if you feel that your skills are just not being used or where you are right now, come on down to the FFA building on April 4th.
There you go. And meet up with these fine people from Iowa Works and learn more about each one of these individuals who have jobs ready and willing. Do you think, Edgar, that some of these folks are almost going to be ready to hire on the spot, or how does that work?
Yes, we have definitely. We have companies that hire on the spot. We
really?
Have some companies that the we have room available for interviews. We have room available also to actually critique your resume and getting you ready. So to your resume and do kind of some small interviews. So those companies going to take advantage of that opportunity to be kind of doing those small interviews in the room and get you ready to maybe in 1 or 2 weeks start working with those companies.
So that's really interesting. So you're not only assisting employers find people, you're also assisting the people looking for work
Absolutely.
To maybe polish up their resume and also get get the icebreaker out when it comes to sitting down for an interview.
And not only that, we're going to have trainers on staff that will also help with those elevator speech. That 15-second elevator speech, it should only be 15 seconds, not an hour. And we have some people that will come and have a long conversation. It really is not necessary. So the trainers will help you to fine-tune that to bring your best skills to the top of your conversation.
You know, there's something that we've talked about many, many times here on the Business News Hour, and that is that many employers, the technical aspect of whatever the job is, isn't necessarily as important that you know everything about the technical aspect, but that your soft skills, if you will, or your interpersonal skills are refined, and that you can actually carry on a conversation.
Absolutely.
Because those are important, right?
Yes.
And that's the type of training that we have on Iowa Works, not only there at the Career Fair, but we have at our office that is located in the 200 Army Post Road. And you can come in. We have classes all week.
Really?
Every single day we have different classes for soft skills, resume writing, interview skills. We have all those classes, and they're free. That's the best part.
And they're free.
Yes. That's the best part.
Let me ask you, since we've had this low unemployment, and it's been now going on for months and months and months, how is business at Iowa Works? I mean, are you seeing fewer people? No? What's the story there?
No. We can say it like this. Business is booming.
We have people.
We have people coming through our doors. Mm-hmm. What we're missing a little bit is the business. The business community is the word we're missing. We have people.
Yes. You've got the people.
Yes, we have the people.
You know, this is amazing to me because I hear every day, we're talking with Edgar and Vani from Iowa Works here in the Des Moines Metro. I hear from people every day, businesses every day, you know, we just can't find anybody. We just can't find anybody. We're trying this and this and this. And they say they're unable to find workers.
And I'll tell you that maybe some of the reason is sometimes they don't reach out to us. We have to reach out to them to say, you know, you can do a free job posting and where you can get individuals to apply online from their very home or in our office to apply for your available positions.
Why do you think that is that they don't think of you guys first?
I really don't have an answer to that.
I don't have an answer to that. This is again a difficult question. I'll put a question on this spot. But, you know, Bonnie, me, and other co-workers, we visit the business and we trying to educate the business community about our services. They are free too. I always like to mention that. So we trying to right now we are working with the Newton Chamber of Commerce because I'm from Puerto Rico and we actually are going to bring some people from Puerto Rico with the hurricane with the damage, and they're going to be hired in a company in Newton. We have people and we can find the people. So we need a little bit the reach out from the business community to us in order to present the people that we have available.
You know what? You said the magic words. Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So do you know that in Windsor Heights soon will be a Puerto Rican restaurant?
I didn't know that.
Newsflash.
Wonderful.
My heart just jumped out of my chest.
I'm just here to tell you.
I'm a little bit heavy, but now I'm going to be heavier.
Just a side note, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we get to do around here. So this is the Career Fair, the 2018 annual Career Fair. You guys have been doing this for a long time. This is an opportunity for you if you don't have a job. You can get one, or if you're in a dead end job and you think, you know, my skills are not being appreciated where I'm at, go see these guys.
Yes, and don't forget the priority of service for veterans is from 1 to 1:30, and the public is open to the public at 1:30 to 4:00 p.m. We'd love to see you.
All right, these guys are serious about this, and if you're a business and you're one of the people that complain to me from time to time and say, hey, I just can't find anybody. There's nobody out there to hire. Call these guys. Well, we will have links to all of this up on our radio blog so that you can make a contact with Edgar, Vonnie, or any one of the fine people that work with Iowa Works and take advantage of this free career fair and all the free services that go on with this. You know, it's hard to believe sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe if you charged a buck. Let me be your agent on this, and we'll see what you can get done. All right. Thanks so much for coming in, guys, and congratulations
on another stellar
opportunity.
Yes.
Always great to see you. All right. We're going to back out of here, find out what happened today on the markets. What did happen on Wall Street? Well, we got the news, and it's, if you like roller coasters, you'll like today's market report. That's coming up next here on the Business News Hour.